Hi, GWAB. I've been wanting to record some more audios lately, but I haven't had the time or privacy, and it probably still will be a little while, but I wanted to do something and came across the list of questionnaires, which is awesome, and probably be doing a lot more of these because they're fun. This one, I think, is just called Erotic Questions. I'll link to it in the description because I think the person's account was deleted. But anyway, if you hear jingling in the background, that's my cat. I can't record anything without some sort of cat-related noises, but at least we don't have the litter box where I am now, so there's that. Anyway, okay, first question. What names do you crave to be called during sex? Do I crave to be called? Kitten. pet is nice. If I'm more dominant, then miss or mistress are good. Yeah, this will work. Other name, like, just general things. Pretty much most things are fine. The second one, what names do you hate to be called during sex? A few weeks ago, this would have been a much longer list. Yeah. Thanks. But now, the only thing I can think of that I really don't like is mommy. Yeah, don't call me mommy, please. Let's see, number three. Where would you love to have sex but haven't? In Hawaii? I'm not really sure about that one. Maybe on the beach. I know it's sort of a cliche and it would probably be horrible in reality because you'd get sand in places and all that stuff, but they make it look so fun on TV and movies, and I can't think of anything else right now, so I'll go with on the beach. What are your age limits? Well, there's the formula, like, for cougars, right? So that's half your age plus 7. That seems a pretty good rule of thumb, I think, but with the right person, you know, it doesn't really matter, to be honest. People have so many different experiences, levels of maturity, and things like that, that I think, you know, the whole age is just a number thing. If it's somebody that you click with and you know, they like you, as long as you're both of legal age, go for it. Personally, I probably would go for someone at least in their mid-20s, but an upper age, I don't know. I'm not gonna say a number, because it really depends on the person. Number five, what genders of sex partners do you prefer? I prefer, and have only had experience with cis males. I'd probably be open to other genders, but my main preference would be male. Number six, how many people would you have sex with at a time? I don't know why this makes me laugh. It shouldn't. I think two other people would be a good number of people to have sex with. I haven't done that, but I would like to. Maybe three other people. It just seems too crowded, to go higher than that. But, yeah, I will say two other people would be good. Number seven. What kinds of sex toys can't you live without? I know I've talked about this before, I don't know, on a questionnaire, but the one that I can't live without is a particular toy. It's called the Womanizer, which is an absolutely horrible name for a toy, because it's a toy for women, and it's called the Womanizer. Seriously. I think that they were like, this toy is so awesome that we can name it anything and people will buy it. And turns out they were right. But it's kind of a clit, not stimulator. There's another word for it that's escaping me, but Google it. It's amazing. And then maybe something insertable, to go along with that would be lovely. 8. What kinks have to be part of your sex life? Have to be. I don't know. I mean, this is all theoretical at this point, so. But I'm learning about a lot of kinks, here in the last month or two. It's hard to choose, right? Right now I think I'd have to go with, like, the consent, non-consent, the whole idea of being overpowered. Not to the point of, like, I wouldn't call it rape fantasy, but just, like, having somebody that's much stronger than I am, they just can't control themselves with me. That said, that would have to be planned out ahead of time, and everybody's comfortable with everything and all that good stuff, but, yeah. So that, you know, I'm restrained or something. That'd work. What would you like to try but haven't? Most things. What kinks would you like to try but haven't? Most kinks. Not all of them, of course. So, the previously mentioned, I've talked about wanting to be tied up. Yeah, maybe spanking. I would give that a try. IRL. And number 10, what animal best represents your sexual nature? God. I don't know. I have thought about this a little bit, and I honestly tried to come up with something besides my answer, but I can't, so I'm gonna go with cat, because I would say most of the time, soft and cuddly, but then they will also, you know, sometimes fuck you up, right? And I've been told that I have claws. So, there you go. Thanks, deleted person. This questionnaire was short and sweet and kind of fun. And I'll probably do some more of these sometime. I hope everybody's having a good weekend. And I will see you later.